Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. As scientists, we see that COVID-19 will not be controlled unless we test more, because that's the only way to know where it is and how bad it is.
But truly effective surveillance could mean doing 30 million tests a day at a cost of more than $1 trillion a year, which is unrealistic.
But there's another way, and it's already being used to monitor community outbreaks, testing wastewater.
Infected people shed the virus in their stool, and usually early in infection before symptoms begin. So testing wastewater is an ideal early indicator of usually 1 to 2 weeks.
Some U.S. states have already started wastewater surveillance programs. So have countries such as Finland, the Netherlands, and Australia. Pakistan is using its polio surveillance program to also track the coronavirus. The cost of wastewater surveillance is modest compared to the widespread individual testing.
We don't yet have a protocol for determining where and when to collect samples. We'd also need a national database to collect the data and share it publicly. How we would coordinate this nationally will be a challenge.
But these are minor barriers given the payoff. People in a hotspot would know to take precautions. Plus, it's something we can do, whereas the effort to test individuals has so far failed.
Even if a vaccine arrived early, thousands of people are expected to die in the months ahead. Anything we can do to slow that down is worthy.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.